Good morning, Jack. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Great to have you here, buddy. What's going on?
I was wondering if we could get your assistance in trying to identify a condensation or moisture problem within our house.
Jack, I'm going to do my best, buddy.
Great.
All right, so tell me what the symptoms and tell me about the whole deal.
Well, we've got a ranch-style house with a slab foundation, and it's probably about 1,000 square feet or so. And we're getting moisture collecting both behind the drywall and at times coming down the walls from the top of the wall, from where the wall and the ceilings meet. We've got it last year, and we've got it as recent this year on just when a cold day came about, and it wasn't necessarily raining on that day. We're also running a dehumidifier, and we're having to empty that just about every single day, so every 24 hours, and it's constantly running.
Okay, now this house, tell me about it. Did you say it was a slab house?
Yes.
It's on a slab. Okay, no crawl space.
No.
Okay. Has anybody done any investigative holes, like drill a small hole in the walls to see if you have any insulation in the walls?
Yeah, we do have some insulation. It probably isn't the best, perhaps, but yeah, there's insulation there. Now there's also aluminum studs, or metal studs, whatever type of metal it is.
Now, how do you know? How do you know? Well, when was the house built?
I'm thinking it was in the 70s.
That's pretty unusual to have metal studs. I mean, in a house like that, all the outside wall studs are metal, huh?
To the best of my knowledge.
Wow. Okay. That's very unusual. But not. It's very possible. So, tell me about the. Do you have something's creating all this condensation? Okay, so do you have bathroom exhaust fans?
We have one, and interestingly, the one is it's not being exhausted to the outside; it is being exhausted upstairs or into the attic.
Okay, so that's bad. How do you know that you've got water behind the drywall? Have you cut some off in places?
Yeah, we've cut a hole in two different rooms.
Okay.
And actually put our hand behind there,
and you've
felt the studs are moist.
Well, I'm sure that those metal studs would be moist. That's you bet. I can believe that in a heartbeat. Okay, so let's talk about. Do you have a clothes dryer?
Yes.
And how? Where's that vent to?
It's being exhausted outside.
Okay. How about a? Some people have these gas fireplace logs. Do you have a set of those?
No.
Okay. Do you have any type of gas heater? Some people have like a decorative stove that they buy from some of these places around town that sell gas stoves. Nothing like that?
No.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that question is because if you have a vent-free, some people buy these vent-free gas log sets. Because, they're sold that, you save energy, all the heat stays in the house, you don't have to have a vent, a flu. But what people don't realize is when you burn natural gas that you create a lot of water vapor. I'm just trying to zero down on what's creating
sure.
this water vapor. Do you have any aquariums or a lot of indoor plants?
No.
How many people live in the house?
Two.
Okay, a lot of cooking, a lot of boiling of water? I mean, like cooking pasta, things like that?
Probably no more than normal. I guess one of the questions, and I've looked at your website, and I understand that as, you create moisture within the house, you're going to get this problem. But if you're creating moisture inside the house through those types of, mediums, would you get that much water collection behind the drywall?
Yeah, you would, especially if the house doesn't have if they didn't put a vapor retarder over the top of the studs before they applied the drywall. You bet.
Well, what's interesting is we've talked to the old owner, and in the one room, they didn't put a vapor barrier behind the drywall. Didn't know that it was necessary.
Yeah, so I mean, so that explains that right off the bat. Now, here's the interesting thing. I've had a ton of people ask me, well, gosh, Tim, what about all these older houses in Cincinnati? You know that you know, like in I owned a bunch of them. I mean, I rehabbed them where they were wood frame houses. There's tons of them in Hyde Park. They're all over the city, in Pleasant Ridge. The wood studs, wood siding on the outside, absolutely no insulation in the walls. You know, plaster lath on the walls. And they said, why didn't those houses rot out? You know, because, you know, there's no vapor retarder on those houses. Well, the difference is that in those houses, there was so much air leakage that as the moist air from the inside of the house actually got into the walls, that there was actual air movement in the walls that was basically evaporating that water right away. But the fact that you've got metal studs, I mean, that's no different. What's happening right now is no different than what happens in the summertime when you take a cold can of soda or beer out to the patio, and you know within seconds or minutes it's got condensation on the outside of that can. So I mean, you've got this engine. These metal studs in the wall are like an engine that just doesn't stop. I mean, because their outside temperature makes those studs just about what the out like today, like right now. Those studs, if we put a thermometer on them, are probably 20 degrees or so.
Right. I mean, are metal studs not permissible within residential?
They are permissible, but if you put a vapor retarder on the walls, then the water vapor that's in the air in your house does not get it hits the vapor retarder and stops. And remember, the vapor retarder, we always put it here in our climate on the warm side of the wall. See, in other words, it's not the vapor retarder. In other words, we build the house, we put the wires in, we put the insulation in the wall, which now makes the face of the insulation the warm side of the wall. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
And then we put the vapor retarder on. So you're not going to have condensation form on the actual vapor retarder because it's warm. It's the same temperature as the room.
Right.
But in your case, dude, you've got no vapor retarder. I mean, when you cut through that drywall, you didn't hit a layer of plastic, did you?
Well, in one room we didn't, and then the other room we did because I guess this guy did his own work.
Okay, so...
And when he did the second house, somebody said, you know what, you need a vapor barrier.
Well, then what you're going to have to do is whatever walls don't have a vapor retarder, you're going to have to cut the drywall off those walls and put it on, or put a vapor retarder on the wall right now. Just put it right over it and put a quarter-inch layer of drywall over the top of that.
Well, yeah, but in the other room in which there's a vapor barrier that he did do it, there's the same problem.
Well, he must not have done a very good job of putting it in then.
No, and what's interesting, too, is that he admittedly just picked a roll of plastic that was sitting in his garage. So is it possible that you could have too thick of a vapor barrier?
No, never too thick.
Okay.
Never, no. And actually, a lot of people say vapor barrier. Well, the word barrier means it stops it.
Right.
And that's why I say the word vapor retarder, because even the best pieces of plastic don't stop at all.
Right.
But the high-performance ones stop a whole lot more than that cheap stuff that almost everybody buys, you know, at the home centers.
Right.
You know, that
right.
4 and 6 mil poly, that stuff, it's just so-so.
Now, one of the things that somebody thought might be going on was that the soffits might be blocked by the insulation, but then someone else has gone up and said, "Well, I don't really think that's your problem."
It's not the problem. You've got the problem's really simple. Just like you've got the water vapor level inside the house is too high, and it's condensing on the cold surfaces of the outside walls. It's that simple. So you got to do one of two things. You've got to lower the reason at the early part of the conversation I was trying to identify what's creating all this water vapor. You know, you've got to either find out what's creating water vapor, and or if you can't do that, if you think everything that you're doing is normal, then you've got to get another dehumidifier or maybe two more. And so you have two or three of those things running. You've got to bring down the humidity in that house. Do you have a humidifier running on the furnace?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you better make sure.
We'll check.
You better make sure. In other words, I want to cut back on all of the things that create humidity in the house.
I'm just wondering if the humidity isn't coming in, like, say, through the vinyl siding or something.
No. If anything, it's coming up through the slab in the house, because if this house is old enough, they potentially didn't put a vapor retarder under the slab. If that slab's in direct contact with the soil, it's just wicking moisture up all the time.
Is there a way to test for that?
You can tape a piece of plastic over the top of the slab.
Okay.
You know, and do that in a spot where it's cooler. You know,
right.
not if like some part of the house where it's a little cooler than the rest of the house. Jack, I got to take a quick break here. My producer Ryan's glaring at me.
Yeah, my last thing is I just am wondering if there's someone that I could call to actually have come out look at the house. We've had six different people with six different opinions. Is there anyone who's kind of skilled in this area that might come out to Mason, Ohio?
Well, I mean, there might be. I mean, I'd like to believe that what I just told you is the buck stops with me, meaning I already know what the problem is. The humidity level's too high in the house. If you get the inside humidity level by using multiple dehumidifiers down to 25%, the problem's going to go away.
Sure.
You've got to just get the humidity out of the house, and then you're not going to have any more condensation. It's that simple.
Okay.
No, it's not any harder than that. But
as far as trying to figure out how to get that down,
I just told you. You're gonna find out what's creating the humidity, and if you can't figure that out, then you're going to get dehumidifiers and start operating them. You don't have any other choice.
Hmm.
I mean, in other words, stop taking showers. In other words, no more showers, no more cooking pasta. I'm serious. You know, if you want to go extreme, don't do any of that and see what happens.
Mm.
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but that's all you got to do. No more anything that creates water in the house. And then see what happens to your humidity.